KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, March 16th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The field set for the NCAA Basketball Tournament Selection Sunday. On the men's side, Duke earned the number one overall seed. Also, number one seeds include Arizona, Michigan, and the defending champion, Florida Gators. One of the biggest storylines is Miami of Ohio making the field. They went 31-1 in the regular season. They were one of the last four teams in. They will take on SMU on Wednesday night in Dayton for a chance to advance into the main bracket. The full tournament begins Thursday and Friday with the national championship scheduled for April 6th in Indianapolis. Conference-wise, the SEC led the way with 10 teams in the tournament, followed by 9 from the Big Ten. The bracket also set for the NCAA Women's Tournament with undefeated Connecticut earning the number one overall seed as they're 34-0. Huskies are joined by UCLA, Texas, and South Carolina as the other number one seeds. UConn will open up the tournament at home versus Texas San Antonio, needing 6 more wins for an undefeated season. It would be UConn's 13th national title. Meanwhile, Tennessee extended their streak by reaching the tournament for the 44th consecutive year. The women's Final Four this year set for Phoenix, Arizona on April 3rd with the national championship game on April 5th. USA Baseball headed to their third straight championship game in the World Baseball Classic after a 2-1 come-from-behind semifinal win last night over the Dominican Republic in Miami. The Dominicans struck first on a Junior Caminero home run, but the U.S. answered with solo shots from Gunnar Henderson and Roman Anthony. U.S. starter Paul Skeens allowed just one run over 4 1/3 innings, while the American bullpen shut the door after that. Closer Mason Miller recorded the save to secure the victory. Team USA won the World Baseball Classic in 2017. They finished a runner-up to Japan 3 years ago. They'll now play for a championship tomorrow night. They'll take on the winner of tonight's semifinal between Italy and Venezuela. The new head of the Major League Baseball Players Association says that a potential labor dispute could affect plans for players to play in the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. Union leader Bruce Meyer says if a work stoppage causes games to be canceled during the 2027 Major League season, that could derail negotiations to allow big leaguers to participate in the Olympics scheduled for Dodger Stadium. MLB and the Players Union expected to begin negotiations this spring as a new labor agreement is set to expire on December 1st. Baseball's not lost regular season games to a labor dispute since 1995, but they say if the 2027 season were to be canceled, MLB players likely would not take part in the 2028 Olympics. NASCAR in Vegas yesterday, Denny Hamlin would overcome an early speeding penalty. A drive from 31st place to the front, he would win Sunday in Vegas. Hamlin led 134 laps on his way to his 61st career NASCAR victory, which is 10th all-time. His Joe Gibbs Racing teammates Christopher Bell and Ty Gibbs also finish in the top five, while Chase Elliott and William Byron place second and third. NASCAR now heads to Darlington, coming up this Sunday. And that's a look at your sports for this Monday, March 16th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.